today on Real Radio.
Christian, you begin in your life with just one simple cry of faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, save me, it might be your cry. Oh, God, do you hear me, might be your cry. Oh, Christ, I believe you died on the cross for my sins, kind of a cry. And that moment where faith is awakened in your heart, you begin a walk with God.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series now called Combat Faith, a study in 2 Peter, with a message titled 100% Sanctification Guaranteed, Part 1. You know, Peter was, of course, a disciple of Christ who later on became the leader of the first century church. In 1 Peter, we saw how Peter lovingly cared for others and faithfully pursued his passion to spread the gospel to those around him. But here in the book of 2 Peter, we see Peter knowing that his time was limited and a whole lot was at stake. Now, for this reason, his words are urgent and his message is straightforward to combat the vain and senseless arguments of a godless world. In the very concept of what life is, we're expected to grow and mature. Maturity is every believer's passion to be a total and complete person set apart from this world and set into the kingdom of God. Now in chapter 1, verses 5 through 9, Peter's going to teach us on the stumbling blocks of false teachers, false prophets, and false churches. So today on day one of this message, Pastor Jack tells us that for the Christ follower, 100% sanctification guaranteed starts with a simple cry out to the Lord to save us. Then, as we grow in faith, we begin to embrace His eternal values. And as God promises, what He starts in our life, He will complete. And now in his message called 100% Sanctification Guaranteed, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. Verses 5 through 9 today. And we're looking at a message that will begin now today entitled 100% Sanctification Guaranteed. We'll explain to you what that word means, sanctification, big theological term. We'll explain to you what 100% means, and we'll be explaining to you what guaranteed means. Father, we pray that you'd speak to us this morning. God, we pray again. We always mean it. That we'd leave this place today in the next 55 minutes, that we'd leave this place changed. The world is always talking about change. I don't know. I don't think the world knows what it's asking for, but we do. We're asking you to change us into the image of Jesus more every day. Amen. Lord, we want to forget about us. We know that if we think about us, it's always a depressing downturn. But when we fix our eyes on you, it's always an uplifting, life-changing focus. So today, God, may we focus and delight in the fact that you're the God that sanctifies us 100%, and your work to do that is guaranteed. So may we revel in that assurance. In Jesus' name and all God's people said, amen. Amen. You can be seated today. And Peter continues on in our study together. And if you guys remember, I'm curious. I'll probably be depressed after I ask this question. But how many of you were with us in 1 Peter? Raise your hand. 1 Peter, raise your hand. Oh, okay. Great. So now, obviously, 2 Peter. 1 Peter was all about persecution. If you were to really put a title over 1 Peter, it would be living a life faithful unto the end because of hardship and difficulty, mainly brought on by persecution, because the Christian doesn't live in this world as a citizen of this world any longer. We live here, but we really don't live here. We have an address here, but our citizenship is where, church? Where is it? The Bible says it's in heaven. Now we come to 2 Peter, and it's all about the theme. And that is combat faith, meaning combat, not in throwing hand grenades and launching rockets, not combat faith in that sense, but it's exactly what Peter was having to deal with some four years maximum after writing 1 Peter, false teachers began to encroach upon the church, bringing in false teachings. Now listen, this chapter, in the not too distant future, we're going to be getting into this chapter, and Peter is going to confront false teachers, false ministries, false pulpits, false evangelists, false representations of the will of God that the enemy has manifested to derail you, either A, as a believer from growing, or you as a non-believer from ever coming to faith in Jesus Christ and salvation. Satan is diametrically opposed to what you're doing here this morning. Do you understand that? He despises you being here today. That's why for many of us, it was hard to get out of bed. Now, let's be honest. If we were heading off this morning for vacation, you would have gotten up before your alarm clock. Have you noticed that? You don't have trouble getting out of bed on Saturday morning, but you do on Monday morning. And the same is true about making a spiritual commitment. Well, I hope and I will trust that in the studies ahead of us, you're going to be seeing what God has intended for you. It's all about growth. The very concept, if you would write this down in your notes, 100% satisfaction, 100% sanctification, which will ultimately bring heavenly satisfaction, is guaranteed to the believer. And I want to bring to you that in a way of an illustration, in the sense that the concept of life itself. Look at us. We're all alive here this morning. Now watch this. We're alive. We love life. Everything that brings us pleasure is alive. I said was alive. Well, I guess it depends if it was a good steak or not. It was once alive. Now it's not, but it brings you pleasure. But life. We're surrounded by life and the desire to live. And that's a concept and a passion. In fact, the Bible says that it's not only life that we're passionate about as human beings, but the Bible says that God has placed eternity in our hearts. That is an eternal life to live. It's all about life. And you can't think about life without thinking about growing. As soon as a baby is brought into the world, you know, we're kind of torn, aren't we? A baby is born into the world. We love that baby. We want that baby to grow up. But then, you know, there's a part of you where you don't want that baby to grow anymore. You want to just kind of slow down or kind of retard its advancement because you enjoy the innocence of it all. Are you with me? You understand that? But the truth of the matter is you must let go and release to the fact that life demands growth. Life demands maturity. And that's what Peter is talking to us about. But how does the Christian mature? And what is this thing about sanctification in the life of a believer? Well, listen, friend, mark it down. It is foundational to your growth. Now, this past week, I think God ministered to me in light of this portion of Scripture about life and growth and maturing. By the way, all of this is introduction, obviously, to this section of what we're looking at because it's so vitally important. But I want to show you a picture of what our trip began with as we were out. Look at this. Anybody recognize this? I know for many of you who don't get out of the traffic, this is Sequoia National Park. And we're looking at what is considered some of the oldest trees in the world. And if you've never been there, you need to go there. It's only a 5-hour drive for us. So then the next slide, take a look at this. This is the General Sherman tree. Have you ever been there? Raise your hand if you've been. Wow, I'm impressed. General Sherman tree. Friends, listen, if you've not been, this is the largest living thing on earth. There's nothing bigger that's alive but this behemoth. It's somewhere between 24 and 2700 years old, yet it's not California's oldest tree. It's not the world's oldest tree, though it's among the oldest. The oldest tree in the world is in California, the bristlecone pine tree. We drove down the highway, 4,850-year-old tree. This is a young 2,700 tree. Largest living thing on earth. Why do I point it out regarding our message? This tree consumes daily, in 24 hours, it consumes more than 1,000 gallons of water in 24-hour period of time. 1,000 gallons. Imagine that. This tree grows at a rate Some have said you can hear it growing. This tree grows at a rate, and all of its bark, from its trunk to its extending branches, that in 1 year, 365 days, it grows enough to make a 60-foot tall ponderosa pine tree every year. Massive power, massive growth. Next slide, I think, if we have one. Look at that. Now, that's actually not even it. That's another great sequoia tree. But the width of that is absolutely massive, as you can tell. You say, wow, this is amazing. Standing before Jesus Christ was born here in California. Next slide. That's where it starts. Those trees begin with that seed. Yet listen, all of the data and all of the mature aspects of that tree is literally, mathematically, genetically in that seed. Do you understand that? In that seed is the information for that tree to grow 279 feet tall. In that seed is programmed data that that tree will consume 1,000 gallons of water in a day. In that seed is the information contained. Scientists can unpack the information to speak of its longevity and other things that we'll learn about as illustration through our study today. It starts out as a small seed on the tip of a finger and grows to the greatest living thing on earth. How does that happen? Because the data that it begins with is the data process that advances in maturity by way of life until it comes to a point where it is the absolute, complete, and total fulfillment of what it was designed to be. Are you with me? Christian, you begin in your life with just one simple cry of faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, save me, it might be your cry. Oh, God, do you hear me, might be your cry. Oh, Christ, I believe you died on the cross for my sins, kind of a cry. And that moment where faith is awakened in your heart, you begin a walk with God. Through all of the storms, like that tree goes through storms and seasons and blessings, and all of the years added up, conclude with a mature, complete person. That process is sanctification. That little seed that you see right here is sanctified to become a great and giant sequoia tree. One final illustration, we'll switch it completely, is a picture that, or a carving statue, sculpture of the most famous statue in the world. Anybody know who this is? Of course, everybody knows this. David. We cut him off at the waist because he is the most anatomically accurate carved statue in the world. I don't know if you know that. Of all of mankind, it is understood that Michelangelo carved the most anatomically perfect human being, David. It's not only that it's David, and it's not only that it's done by Michelangelo, the fact that it's absolutely physiologically perfect in its creation has caused it to be the wonder of the world when it comes to art. Michelangelo's great David, and this is in Florence, Italy. And he's there, and people travel from all over the world to see him. It's not only that it's art, it's the fact that that is what the human body is to be like in its mature state. Why do I bring it out like this? Because if God will do this in a tree, and if God will do this in a human body, how much more are the eternal values of what God does in your life? Think about it. You may not look like David. You may not be as strong as that tree. But the fact of the matter is, God has made you exceedingly great and precious promises that what he has started in a DNA spiritual work in your life, he will complete it. Listen to me right now. He has to complete it because he has held himself to his own word. Amen. He will complete that work which he has begun in your life. Amen. And you can be excited about that. The total complete man, spiritually speaking, is a person that is sanctified by God, meaning this, that God does a work in your life. He begins to wake you up to spiritual things. You might be here today. You might be watching right now, and you're just tuning in out of curiosity, or you came here because you thought this was a hotel or something. You walked in here and you're lost, but you sat down And whatever the reason, listen, God is speaking to you, and you might hear the voice of God this morning. What is happening when that takes place? A germination of spiritual enlightenment is opening up to your thinking, and you begin to entertain thoughts of God. You begin to become curious about God. You begin to want to pursue truth and to know what the meaning of life is, and it begins to percolate. And that whole process to the day that you enter heaven is sanctification. Mark it down by way of introduction. It's 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3. 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 says, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification." Sanctification means this, church. It means that you take, watch, that seed that was on the tip of that person's finger, you take it and you put it, listen, into the ground. So you take the seed from one point on the finger and you place it in the ground. Sanctification is God takes you from this world and he places you into his kingdom. He takes the passions of this world out of you. He takes the sin drive to live for your own life, to grab all the gusto you can, to eat, drink, and be merry, for who cares? Tomorrow you die kind of living. He takes the temporariness out of living and the hopelessness and the despair that's often wrapped in that. He takes that out and removes that controlling world, and he places you into a Christ-centered, a Christ-focused world. You are sanctified to the purposes of God, and it's the very reason why you were born. Why you live. It's very powerful. It's the will of God that you experience his purpose. And that sanctification is that separatedness that God would have for us. And again, maybe I'm going to kill these illustrations, but we have a state here and its capital goes by a certain name. Do you know what the state capital of California is? What is its name? Sacramento. Have you ever thought about the fact that Sacramento, the very word actually means sanctified? Did you know that? Sacramento. Sacrament. We get the word sacrament. Have you ever thought of that? I find that amazing. Whenever God looks at a map of California and it's all of its rebellion and its craziness, there's this huge word that is printed over the capital of this state, and it's Sacramento. It means that it's sanctified to God. California needs to remember that. It's been taken out of the world by way of promise and placed in the hands of God. It means to be blessed by God. It means to be the place of God. It means that the early settlers of this state said, "God, this is your place. You blessed it. You can have it. We're just walking through here." That's how we ought to live as believers. So number one, let's look at it together. It begins in verses 5-7. 100% sanctification guaranteed means that you and I cooperate with God, Christian. We are to cooperate with God. Mark that down. Look, it says, "But also for this very reason, give all diligence, add to your faith." Now, Bible students, I'm going to do something a little bit different today. This is point number one, and that is it means that we are to cooperate with God. And so I've got a footing, a stronghold set up here that I want to establish before we get into the subpoints. And it's found right here in that portion of the verse. "But also for this very reason." This is an awesome statement. "Give all diligence, add to your faith." And I deliberately pause right here. "For this very reason." In your note-taking, write down "for this very reason" equals verses 1-4. He means based upon the first four verses, I'm now going to give you something that is foundational. It's absolutely awesome and necessary that you lay hold of this. The statement is encouraging you and I to challenge ourselves to give all diligence. Now, please listen, everybody. Listen, Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. Capiche, right? We get that? He did that. You cannot die for your sins, for atonement. He did. Jesus saves. Jesus forgives. Jesus redeems. Jesus sanctifies. Okay? From that position, everybody listen, from that place of reality that you experience at your moment of faith in Christ, starts the germination of a spiritual DNA that though Christ has done it all, and there's nothing to add to what he's done, that explosion of data, that spiritual DNA begins, and it causes a day-by-day factual, actual, dynamic, living relationship with me in God, and it is incumbent upon me to cooperate with God's work of sanctification. In other words, don't say for a moment, I gave my heart to Jesus last year, and that was great, super, and I'm living life. Well, what does that mean? Oh, I took advantage of the fact that he died on the cross for my sins, rose again from the dead, that he forgave me of my sins. Whoo! And now I've been living it up ever since. No guilt. I'm having a great time. What does that mean? It means that because, listen, if Christ died for your sins, that you are not now to go out and to live it up because Jesus died for your sins. It's called antinomianism. Big word. It means you expect God to forgive you of your sins because he's good, so you're going to go sin up a storm and just run back to him at the end of the day and ask him to forgive you. It's a horrific theological lie, and that's how you wind up in hell, to be honest with you. That's right. Why? Because you've made a confession and profession, but there's no day-to-day active DNA change going on in your life. There's no sanctification of work going on in your life. Are you with me? Hey, listen, maybe you brought somebody here today and they're, you know, you want them to accept the Lord. Okay, let me tell you something right now. You want to become a Christian? Put in your mouthpiece and strap on your helmet. So, Pastor, don't say that. They won't make a decision for Jesus. Listen, if they want it easy, then go lay down in some mattress company or go try out a bed. If you want to have fun, go to Disneyland. Truth of the matter is, listen, life is a dynamic. And following Jesus, I'm looking around this place right now, and I know because we've met privately or in counseling or in biblical guidance, your life has gone through incredible dynamics. It would have been easier for you not to have become a Christian in the short term. But you gave your heart to Christ, and that sanctifying work began in your life, and you've been growing along with Jesus. And look, you're so far into Jesus and so far into this walk that you can't go back. You agree with Peter, to whom shall I go? You alone have the words of eternal life. But listen, it pains you in a way to get up every day and live your Christian life because it's hard. Someone say amen, please. Amen. The Christian life is hard, and I wouldn't change it for a thing. Wouldn't change it for a thing. By the way, how long will it be hard? Till the day that you die. Amen. And hallelujah, the day that you die, listen, it is going to be glorious. It's graduation time. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be wonderful. I got to tell you, for some people who never accept Christ in reality, this is the closest to heaven they'll ever get. This earth right here, right now. Those trees, that sight, that kind of beauty, this is it. But for those of us who are Christians, this is as close to hell as we'll ever get.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in his message called 100% Sanctification Guaranteed, Part 1. Thanks for being with us today. And you know, in your everyday battles, take heart. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. 100% Sanctification Guaranteed, Part 1. Is part of Pastor Jack's series called Combat Faith, a study in 2 Peter, a series about the Apostle Peter, whose life was transformed by the salvation of Jesus Christ in a very powerful way, and whose passion was to live out his faith as a messenger of the gospel of Jesus Christ to this world. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, here's just a reminder that if you've taken on the challenge to grow and mature in your faith, then join the thousands of others who watch and listen to Pastor Jack on YouTube. His channel is called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. You'll find messages, Bible studies, engaging interviews, live event videos, and a whole lot more. The Apostle Peter makes it clear to us that we need to stay engaged in our faith and diligent about learning and sharing with others what the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about. So head on over to YouTube for Real Life with Jack Hibbs, and be sure to hit that subscribe button as well as the notification icon if you'd like to keep up with the latest videos. You can access Pastor Jack's YouTube channel through YouTube or through our website. That's at jackhibbs.com. One more time, jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.